We have to start Kuf Zayin Amid Aleph. The first line. Alright? Amr Rav Yudam Rav. Lo'olam al yavi adam ad smoli b'ni sayon. A person should always be careful not to put himself into a position that is going to be a nisayon for him. Shari David Melech Yisrael yavi ad smoli b'ni sayon b'nichshah. We find that David HaMelech himself brought himself through his own words to a nisayon and ended up failing it. Amar lefanav, he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, Mipnimah Omrim Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Vein Omrim Elokei David. Why is it that we don't include, I mean, Bechorah Malchus is a very important midah. We say Magen Avraham, we say Magen David, so why don't we say he already Elokei David? We should go from the Avos through Malchus, which makes a lot of sense. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, Omar Inhu Ninasuli. Those, they passed Nisyonis, so I could see that they actually were poor in the world, but you never passed any type of Nisyon. Amar lefanav ribono shel olam b'chanani v'naseni, so test me. And see, shenema b'chanani Hashem v'naseni. We find that David HaMelech says, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his mizmor, test me. Oh boy. Omar, okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I will indeed test you, and I'm even going to give you a handicap here. Them, I didn't say what their nisayon is going to be, so I cut them off guard. I mean, I'm going to give you now the right to pass your test, even though you got a chance to peek at the answers before him. I didn't do that for them, but it'll count. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I am going to be menatzin lecha b'dvar erva. You're going to have a test in Arayas. Miyad vayhila eit harav. And so, immediately, David changes his whole hanhaga. Vayokam David me'al mishkavo. Amar Rav Yehuda, what do you mean? Vayokam eit harav. Vayokam David me'al mishkavo. Usually you do that in the morning. You don't do that in the day. Why are you getting out of your bed in the daytime? What happened is that David figured, well, if I am going to be having a test in Arayas, I better make sure that I don't have any deep desire for Arayas. So what he did was, he was hafach mishkavo shel laila lemishkavo shel yom. He decided to spend his whole day in sexual satisfaction. That way, he won't have any sign. What's he going to have any sign? And he forgot a very tiny detail. Nidalma mibeno halakha. Ever katan yesh ba'adam, there's a little part of you that must be o ra'ev mar'ivo saveya. The more you satisfy it, the hungrier it gets. And the more you hunger it, the more satisfied it gets. He took the wrong approach. He should have taken the opposite approach. And so, yitalech al gag beit ha-melech, he's walking on his roof, and suddenly, vayar isha rochetzet mi'al ha-gag, he sees a woman who is washing. There she is, showering. And Aisha Tovat Mar'am, oh, she's beautiful. What was down in the world? Could David have gone up to his roof and see a woman? That's crazy. But what happened was like this. Batsheva v'kachayfa reisha. We're back to the shampooing. There's a big issue here in this parak. Everybody is shampooing. She was shampooing. And she was beneath tutechalta. She basically had a garden that was well hidden because she had hives. That large hives were in the way. Ata satan idmi leketiparta. And the satan appears in the shape of this little birdie. And David HaMelech was always on the lookout for improving his shooting. So potak b'egira, he shoots at it. Potka l'chalta, he hits the hive. And iglaya v'chazia, and suddenly she becomes uncovered and he sees her. Miyad v'yishlach, so David sends right away, who is this? She was basically had just become Tehorah, because that's what she was doing. She was miskadeshes in order to go to the mikveh, and he knew that she was Tehorah, so there was no question of her being a Nida. And Vatasha Valbeita, that was the end of that part of the story. Aina Dirtiv, Bachanta Libi, well, you did it, you tested me. Bakarata Laila Saraftani, yeah, Baltimsa, unfortunately you didn't find any results. Zamoti Bayavorfi, oh yeah, am I an idiot? I open up my big mouth. Omaiko Zimama Nafabukumi demanded Sunila, if only now a bit had fallen into the mouth of the person that I mean himself. Vlo Omaki Hal Milsa, I shouldn't have such a stupid thing to asking a Kaddish Baruch Hu, give me a test. The results are forlorn, it's a foregone conclusion over here. Dorash Rava, Maidachiv Lam Natseach LeDavid, Bashem Chasiti, Eich Tomu LeNafshi Nudi Harchem Tzipor. What does this mean? Amar David Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yivono Shel Olam Mochol Li Al Oto Avon, Shelo Yomru Har Shebechem, Tzipor Nedadato. Nudi Harchem, your Har, meaning your Melech, that it should be Nudi Tzipor, a little birdie destroyed him. Dorash Rava, Maidachiv Lachol Avadcha Chatati, Varabi Inecha Asiti. The man tzedak v'varecha tzkeh b'shoftecha. It was only against you that I sinned, in order that you should turn out right and that your mishpat should be correct. But what was that meaning? Omar David of the Akadosh Baruch Hu. Come on, I mean, you know this was a cinch. I could easily have passed that nisayon. If I would have passed that nisayon, everybody would have said I was right and you were wrong, but I couldn't do that to you. So you said that I wasn't going to pass. Basically, I mean, what would people say if I passed? So I decided, you know what? I'm going to blow this test. And that way everyone will say HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows better than me. So Galya v'yadiyah kamach di'i boy l'mikvaya l'yitzrei havi kaitina. I would have no trouble being kofa my Yitzhara. That's not my issue of you. El amina, I was saying, what are people going to say? The lalimru avda zachya l'maria. We shouldn't have people saying that the Eved ended up proving the master wrong.
I don't need a drink. Really, but just to show you,
that. I saw a movie like that. The guy sitting in the Steinfeld games, just Jimmy something. Like he was going to the death chair, and he was tough. And his friend, the priest, told him, "If you do that, then all the kids will say, ah, like, if you break, then they'll learn that crime doesn't pay. They won't follow your derech. They'll do a tikkun." Like 10 seconds before, all of a sudden, he screams and he's afraid. The headlines the next day are, you know, he broke, he was afraid, and all the kids, the talkies said, wow, he broke. And the priest said, yes, but now let's go pray for him. He said, it's the Shema.
Dorash Rava, my v'chiv chiani litzela nakon umakove megdi tamid. A tzela is always a lotion of a woman, right? That's the kichas atzela. Tzani litzela nakon, literally, I mean, the way we take the posture for the pasuk is that I was miyua to fall. To, like every human being is only human. But the tzela nachon really means I was meant for this woman. Ani litzela nachon. And yet machovina di tamid. What this means is that ruyah hayetah bat sheva bat eliyon le David. Misheshi kimei bereishit. He was supposed to be the tzela. She was the tzela of David. From Sheshi to Mebereshit. Ela, machovina di tamid. Sheba elav bimachov. The whole story had to be a painful one, but this is the way it was supposed to be. V'chein tana devei Rabbi Yishmol, Ruya hayeta le David bat sheva bat eliam ela sha'akla faga. He ate her before she was ready. So I always pointed out to you that faga is the way we say fig. It means a young fig, immature fig, which is the mokra faga. And that's why we have the fig being the tabas in their terms, right? Goyish terms. They look at our relation to Taino. They also have an element of it, right? So we always use a fig leaf as something that covers your failure. So eating her faga was the idea over here as well. The same thing that was true about Adam. Adam was also roi to have the Eitz Hadas, but he was achla faga. That was the nature of Ra. Dorash Rav, another interesting appearance of Tzela by David. Maidichsi ubitzal'i samchuven esopo. Again, the practice that means in my failure, but it really means literally because of the woman that I took. Samchuven esopo nesfu alai nechim velo yadati kal'u velo damu. So that means basically that everybody took advantage of what happened and would make fun of me about it. And were mavazimi, Omar David of Yankarish Baruch, what's that called Uvelo Damu? They tore me and I wouldn't bleed. It's Golu Viadula Fanecha. Sheim Hayukorim Bisari Lohayad Damish Otet. I was so profoundly embarrassed that had they tore my skin, I was so pale from what they had done, that I blanched. I wouldn't have bled. V'lo od, ela b'sha'a she'hem oskim ba'arba mitot beitin. They're sitting there, they're learning Sanhedrin. So they turn to me, they say, hey, David, aval eshet ish mitato v'ma, we forgot, what's the fear of somebody that sleeps with a married woman? Amati lahem, and I said to them, well, I'll tell you, aval eshet ish mitato b'chenek, but yesh lo chelek olam haba. But you decide which one is worse. He's married to 18 women, which meant that he owed every one of them their honor. You can't even buy it. So he owed them. He certainly wasn't in the mood for such activity in the tzoras that he was going through. Nonetheless, this is what he owed them, and this is what he was mekayim shenema. Yagati be'anchati, in the midst of my groans and pain, but I was still miyageya, asher b'chol laila mitati lashrasves, to wet my bed, so to speak. So I kept my conjugal duties, v'dimati, in tears, arsiyans. Yom Rav Yom Rav, b'keish David. Yeah, the tears for his faith, nonetheless. In other words, he had to separate between his view of relating to women b'chol, and the pain that he was feeling at what he had done. It wasn't that normally a person feels turned off. But he's broken. He knew that this is what he had to do. This is what he had to do. One thing didn't affect the other. Nobody else was going to pay for what he had done.
Yeah.
Going by all those takes you a very long time to get to the question. But let's stick with arguments. We'll see later on how going by all those gets into it. We'll see later on in the Gemara how Negoyim Va'olos is related to David. No, of course not. Yeah. You're saying the Klal is a real Eshet Ish. So too the Torah always does that. But I mean, as my father always pointed out, in the same pasuk I'm talking about in Sleep of Generation Yiddish, it says, does that make sense? You think for a minute it's ridiculous. I mean, she's coming from the mikvah. You should notice, he wouldn't rely on her saying she was Tahira. He saw that she was coming from the mikvah. So that's the guy who's calling it Eshashish. Well, neither I'm going to be Magbaran, but not Eshashish. That, I mean, it's clear from the pasuk. That's what pasuk goes out of its way to Yiddish. No, he didn't. That's what he's pointing out. The Gemara says that she wasn't really married, but we always take the element.
But he thought about it.
No, because it was retroactive. If she wasn't married, it was retroactive. It was not married.
So if she wasn't really married, what was the problem?
You figure that one out. Right. Vamar Rav Yehuda Rav. Bikesh David la'avod avodah zarah. Shenehemar vayi David ba'ad harosh asher yishtach l'shem Elohim. David came to the rosh, that you bow down there to God. What is that all about? Ve'in rosh al avodah zarah. Shenehemar v'ud salma reishig da'atav. That was the simon. The tselem of Nebuchadnezzar was that there was a rosh of da'atav. And there, now this was of course while he was running away from his son. He meets Hushai. Hushai and tells him, what's going on? But a king like you is going to worship Avodah Zarah. It's terrible. Oh, Marlo, he said, on the contrary. What are people going to say? Here was a king like David and his son murdered him. They're gonna think, let din v'let dayan. So it's better if I go be Eved Avodah Zarah. They'll say, all along he pretended to be a king that was Eved Hashem, but all along he was Eved Avodah Zarah. In that way, they'll say he deserved his punishment. But I mean, otherwise it's inconceivable. So I'd rather mutavi avod avodah zarah. I'd rather destroy myself worshiping Avodah Zarah. V'yitzchalel shem shemayim b'farhesya. I don't want people to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't done in this. Omar, so Hushai said to him, my time I can see what Yifator. Excuse me, sir. Why did you marry Yifator? Omar, like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Yifator Rachmona Sharia. The Torah says it's mutter. What are you, the time to do something that's mutter? Omar Lay, lo derasta smuchin. What's going on? You hold a Rebuta, maybe? You know, Darish, Darish, smuchin. It says, Kiela ish, every Rebuta's made in Dvorim, right? That's Darish. So it says, Kiela ish ben sorero more. So what does ben sorero more have to do with Eishes Yifas Tor? Clearly, Kol Anosei Yifas Tor, Yishlo ben sorero more. On the contrary, people will say, you see, it was Mekuyim with David. So it's a good thing. And what do you have to go be worshiping the governor's Zorah for? Everybody knows why you have a son as a Sarah Umar. Gorash Rabbi Tustoy the Mindiri. Lama David Domeh. If you think about the way David is, Nispala Sakharish Baruch Hu, he's like a Socher Kuti. He's like one of these Arabs in the shul. You know, you start off with one thing and you keep chopping it, you know. And that's what he did. He says Sakharish Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam. I have a small request. Shigiyot mi avin. Somebody, you know, people make mistakes. You'll forgive me for mistakes, right? Omar le shvikilavah. Sure. Umini starot makeni. How about if it was a bizodon, but it was hidden? Nobody knows about it. Good. Shvikilavah. Well, how about gami zeydim chasokavdech? I mean, if you do it b'mezin and it's barabim, also you can forgive me, no? Okay. Shvikilavah. Then he says, Alyim Shalubi. What's Alyim Shalubi? Take out the words Azita. Alyim Shalubi, the Lovishta Abuubi Rabbanan. Lovishta Ubi Rabbanan. The Rabbanan shouldn't be talking about this issue at all in it. Otherwise, they'll make me a marshal. What's the Alyim Shalubi? They shouldn't use me as the model for this type of behavior. So he said, okay, Shvikilacha. Fine. And how about Azaitam? What's about Azaitam? This gear says a little messed up over here. It was Azaitam. Azaitam means I will only be strengthened if you cut out this parsha from the Novi. Because otherwise everybody's going to know about this. I mean, so we could just sort of cut out from this parak, you know. Nobody has to know this chapter. I mean, it's personal, isn't it? So keep it out. Oh, my Lord. I can't do that. Yeah, sure. Look, I tried taking away a yud from Sarai. Oy, did I have Saras? The yud that I took from Sarai on Meg Vitzavach Kama Shanim, it was bothering me for years. How could you take a yud? Achaba Yehoshua Vazaftilo. Finally, I figured out where to put that yud. Yehoshua came along. I added Hoshea Benun, Vayikra Moshe Hoshea Benun Yehoshua. What in the world will I do with an entire parasha that I take? Where am I going to put it? The Kola Parasha Kula Lachat Kama Vekama. There's no possible way that we can take out an oath that's already part of the Torah. So the David says, okay, but v'nikesi mipesh harav. You understand? We started off with Chicago. Now you're holding by the biggest mishayim. We can take care of that, can't we? It's an amazing thing, isn't it? Amazing Gemara. That wasn't even written. What was it? Amar lefanav ribono shel olam macholi alato avon kulo. Let's get rid of this whole parsha, huh? At least personally, it should be more. Omar, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and listen, you know what it says in Mishlei? Oh, you don't know that yet. David. Let me tell you what's going to be written in Mishlei. It says, Hayachata ish, eish b'cheko, u'begadav lo tisrat. The person is going to be holding fire on his lap. And what, his clothes won't be burned? Im yalev ish ala kechalim, v'raglav lo tichdena. He wants to walk over hot coals and he's not going to burn his feet. He can think that you can learn how to walk over hot coals, but he's a faker. And in the end, he's going to get burned. Omar Lei, Kol Kiyachi Nitzrada Ugava. So what are we saying? Are you saying that it's like forever? I'm Nitzrad. Omar Lei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, okay, I'll tell you what. Kabel Alecha Yisurim.
What was
the trouble? Yeah. So he said, okay, so be Kabel Yisurim. Yisurim will be Mechaper. Keep it all up. Om Rav Yonam Arav, Shisha Chodoshim, Yitzpareya, David, and Yitzpalkim, and Ashkina, Upirshumim, and Sanhedrin. It was 6 months in which David HaMelech became a Mitzora. The Shkina left him. The Sanhedrin turned aside from him. Nitzareya dechtiv techatzeni be'ezov ve'etaher, techatzeni umisheleg albin. So clearly, Ezov, Sheleg, and so on, you know what that's saying. It's dark, I manage him now because we see that he's misfollowed. Hashiva lisa soni shefa. V'ruach nedivat ispaseini. Bring me back the happiness of your Yeshua through ruach nedivat. And it was until that point he was missing the ruach nedivat. U'forshu mimenu sanhedrin, because he also says, Yashuvu li yirei echa, those who are yore, you should come back to me. How do we know it was 6 months? Shekhara shiminola. Because there's 6 months missing from his life in Tanakh. And those 6 months are clearly months in which he wasn't completely functional. Because in one place it says, Vayamim asher malach David al Yisrael, 40 shana, v'chevron malach asher hashanim, v'yerushalayim malach 33 shanim. But on the other hand, we find it says, v'chevron malach al Yehuda sheva shanim v'shisha chodashim. Where did those 6 months disappear to? Z'hani shisha chodashim lo kachashim. Why are the yemot of the malchut in total ignoring those 6 months? Shema mina nitzareya, those must be the 6 months that he's referring to. I mean, he refers to time, he doesn't say how long. But that must be the period that he was referring to.
40 years
after. Yeah. But we're ignoring those 6 months. They don't count. Amar lefanav ribono shel olam. So then he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so forgive me, mochol li alo tovon. He said, mochol lecha. Asei imi otu tova v'yerusonai v'yevoshu, ki ata Hashem azartani v'nichamtani. Show me, make an oath, the people will see that you have forgiven me. Omar lei b'chayecha eini modi. As long as you're alive, I cannot do that. Aval ani yodea b'chayecha, modia b'chayecha shlomo b'incha. By the way, this is one of the Gidrei Kapora. Is that the end of Kapora, Yisurin, as we have over here. Yisurin, and then Misa is Memare. So there's an element, that element of Chilal Hashem that's involved, it requires Misa to be Misakin. So in your lifetime, I can't be Modia. That's, you're completely clear of this. But in Shlomo's time, here we have a truncated story, the whole story, you know, in Shabbos. But here we just say over briefly, that B'sha'ah Shebana Shlomo at Beit HaMikdash, B'keish Lachnis Aron LeBeit Kodesh HaKodashim. Shlomo HaMelech wanted to bring in the Aron HaBris into the Kodesh HaKodashim. Dokush Arim Zebezeh. And the gates wouldn't open. They were jammed shut. Omar Esrim V'Arba'ar Renanot V'lo Na'ana. We find Shlomo HaMelech gave a tremendous tefillah on that day, which is mentioned in Tanakh. 24 different Lashonas, he says. Either of tefillah or rina or tchina. And we find still lo na'ana. Until he gets to the pasuk in which he says, Se'ush Arim Roshechem Minasu Pitzchei Olam V'yavo Melech HaKavod. Mizeh Melech HaKavod Hashem Yisus V'Gibor Hashem Gibor Melchama. Se'ush Arim Roshechem. He's trying his best and lift up the gates and everybody's waiting. It's all going to happen. Se'ush Arim Pitzchei Olam V'yavo Melech HaKavod. I mean, that sounds like this is it. No. Lo na'ana. Only when he says, Hashem Elokim, Al Tashev B'nei Mishichecha. When he invoked the name of his father, at that point the Sha'arim of the Beis Hamikdash opened. At that moment, all of those who were in the forefront of that We Hate David campaign, they turned black. All of Kol Yisrael found that God had forgiven him. Wait a second. It's a Mitzray Christmas. We have to learn about Yoshka.
I heard about it.
I don't know if you heard this part. Chaval.
Get a second hand.
So did he. What was the next one? Gehazi.
I told you about my granddaughter.
For Hashem. Only happy.
She did her master's degree on Gehazi.
Yes. And 51 pages. 50. I missed. And?
She got through.
But you didn't tell me what she said about you. She said, when I asked her.
I'll tell you the next time.
All right. Have a wonderful morning. What was the mice with Gehazi? Sorry? No. We're getting. No. It's not printed in your Gemara, probably. They took it. That's why the daf is so short. You notice there's clearly lines missing on this page. You take a look at the size of the other pages. It was taken out.
He usually stands out, usually puts.
Oh, he doesn't here? Uh-oh. Because then I don't remember. But you seem to have it, no? No, you don't. Maybe inside he has it. If not, I don't have it.
Where is it? Before the mission?
Before the mission, yeah. All right, but we're not up to it yet, so. Gehazi, Dechiv, Vayelech Elisha Damesek. It doesn't really say that, but it says Vayavav. What was Elisha doing in Damesek? Lecha Azam. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Shalach, Vahachazir, Gehazi, Betshuvah, Velo Chazam. He went to bring Gehazi back, Betshuvah, and Gehazi wouldn't do Tshuvah. Omar Lo Chazor Becha. Why don't you do Tshuvah? Omar Lo Kach Mekublani Mimcha. I'm a kubel from you, my dear Rebbe, that I don't have a chance. What did he do? That he was machpias harabim. My avad igdam even shrevet alala chatat yirabam. So some learn what he did that was machpias harabim is that he set up a magnetic levitation system that would cause the egel of yirabam to be stand levitating in midair. It was hovering. So people thought that it was magic. They didn't realize he had an electromagnet around him.
That's actually the problem with physics. They saw the material that could eat through anything. So they couldn't store anything. They could eat through everything. So they held it that way. So they held it
that it was stored. Yes, plasma. And the Amida Ben Shamayim Laaretz, it's a magnetic model. That's what he did for the
thermonuclear.
Yeah, that's the only way, of course, to contain the plasma. And Ikeneanre, Shemucha Kakbafia, Vaita, Machrezet, Vilmeret, Anokia, Shemaluk, Esalo, Yelakalo, Himachirim Alpanai. So he had the yellow tape recorder in there, and this was very impressive. So this he did, and the Mele, he said, how can I do Teshuvah? The Ikeneanre, others say, no, it was much worse than that. It was the Rabbanan Dacha Mikamei. He was Gerim that people wouldn't come into Shir. After Gehazi is thrown out, the Bnei Anavim suddenly turn to Elisha and they say, the yeshiva is getting too small. There's no room for all the Talmidim. Where were all those Talmidim while Gehazi was around? Gehazi was the one who made them feel they don't want to come to this yeshiva. It's not really the place to go. That year, you don't want to go to that year. So there was always plenty of room. So you see that it must have been Gehazi was the one who was pushing people away. Michlal da Arash, Allah Havitzar. Apparently, up until that point, there was room. Tana Rabbanan.
See, they stuck with him. While he had a relationship with
Jesus,
he stuck with him, even though he was
turning
people away.
I was assuming that he knew. Tana Rabbanan. Lo'olam tehei smol docheh yamin mekarevet. You should always have your left hand being docheh. So if the person did something that requires you to be docheh, be docheh him. There should always be an opening that he knows that the Yamin, ultimately, deep down, he has a home with you. Look at Elisha, Shadach, Vola Gehazi, B'shtayadai. Not like Elisha threw Gehazi out of the world, basically, and ended up pushing him out to Tarav Israel. What was the Maizah? Gehazi, Diptiv, Vayomer Naaman, Ho'el Kach Kikraim, Vayifratzbo, Vayitzar Kikraim Keter.
We have here, what do you call it, the Lord Yeshua.
So you do have it. Okay, very good. Okay, very good. All right, so that means you have it, Baruch Hashem. I don't have it, but I'll take it from you. But so here, the part that the census took out is that we use as a mashal two things, not only Elisha and Gehazi, but also Yeshua ben Prachi, who was Docha Yoshka B'shtei Adayim. And now we're going to talk about both stories, even though in our print, other story was completely removed, as was the reference to Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachi. So what was the mice of Gehazi? That's why I said Gehazi, and it's obvious something's missing, because we're in the middle of talking about Gehazi. It was a reference to something else in the middle, and now we're going to go back and start counting. Okay, what was the mice of Gehazi? The mice of Gehazi was, as we know, Naaman came, he was table in the yard, and he got all better, and he insisted, I want to give you, let me give you a donation, a small donation, a few million dollars, and Elisha says, for Shalom, I swear I'm not taking a penny. And then Gehazi said, well, this way, that's an opportunity to make some money over, something. So he goes running after Naaman. And Naaman says, let me give you some money. Let me give you some money also. And he puts him, Kikrayim Kesef, in a wallet. He gives him a wallet. And then when he comes back, Elisha says to him, so tell me, behind Gehazi. So where have you been? Me, nowhere. I haven't gone anywhere. Vayomer elav lo libi halach. You think that my heart didn't go? Kasher afak ish miyomer kafto likratcha. When a man turned on his in his car to look back at you, I ask you, I ate lakakad as a kesev. Now is the time to take money from him. Lakakad begadim, to take clothes. Vizaitim uchramim. Now this is wild. Vizaitim uchramim. Son, bakar, avadim, shvachot. All he did is he took a little wallet and a couple of suits and a nishaka kule high. He didn't take all of that. What was Elisha referring to? A kesef of the begadim with the shakal. All he did was take the wallet and the begadim. Rabbi Yitzchak, you'll notice that there's eight things that Elisha mentions up here. So he was sitting in Darshan. You'll notice that when Naaman came, he didn't go out to greet him. He sends a message. Oh, Naaman is like a rather chosh of a visitor. He sends a message out to the gate. Tell the guy to go and wash off in the yarding. Don't tell me you two are going to miss a daf that was planned to come out the daf at this time of the year, so we should know what's been celebrated. So it comes along, so he's in the middle of a drasha. What is he darshaning? He's darshaning Shmoneh Shratzim. So he's in the parak of Shmoneh Shratzim in Shabbos. Naaman, meanwhile, was the Tzvar Tzva Melech Aram. Ayah Mitzorah. Amram Layahi Ravita. How did she find, how did he find out about this whole thing? There was a Jewish woman, Dishtaboy Mi'ar the Yisrael, who had been captured from Eretz Yisrael, tells her, Yazalta Lagabe Elisha Masilacha. You want to get well, the only thing you could go to the Jews is this guy Elisha, you want to go to him, and he will cure you. So he comes to Elisha, Amalei Zil Tvol Biyar, then go take yourself into the, take a bath. Amalei Achuki Kamasayasa, where the guy is joking around. Amalei Ahano Da'avivade, the people that are with him, they say to him, my Nafkala Chamina, what's the big deal? Zilnasi, try it out. What the point of all of this is, I have no idea, because, I mean, these are all the fairships with him, and they're a lot more detailed than this mice is. I don't know what the Gemara is adding. Ozal betov al biyardan avitzi. So he goes, he gets tovel, and he gets well. Also, I till I call hani the nokis, lots of it the kibulamine. So he now offers, he makes this offer of all of these things to Ben. Of course, Elisha refuses to accept anything from him. Gehazi, meanwhile, asks permission to walk out of the shir. Says, you have to become a Elisha. Ozal shaka my the shaka. He took what he took. The ifkit. Okay, also, chazi Elisha letzarat, abibachar. So he was holding him.
Oh.
No, his place was, yeah, his place was Ufkad, but and one was connected to the others. I mean, they're trying to say that Shmona Shvatzim. What was Mufka Biado was that which was Mufka Bimakoma, so to speak. The Gemara is asking why there are eight things. We're saying because what it was that he left, those eight things were the eight things that he got. Shmona Shvatzim. So he comes back and Elisha sees a simon of Tzaras on his head. The Baruch Liberation on my leg. Russia, idea eight because Char Shmona Shvatzim. This is the time now. That's why he says in the pasuk, I ate lakachat. That's why he says, I ate. What do you mean, I ate? I mean, the point is, I ate. This is now the schar that you get. This, because this is what you took instead of the Shmoneh Shvatzim that we were learning. And b'tzarat na'aman, tidbak b'chal b'zaracha ad olam. V'ayetze milafadam b'tzarat k'shelag and never came back. So he pushed Gehazi over the edge.
Oh, because he left the Torah to go take the money?
No. Well, and there's that to you is the chashivas of the Shmoneh Shvatzim. Right? So this is fine. This is what you'll take. Can I have your... What was the ma'aseh with Yehoshua ben Pracha? Yehoshua ben Pracha, ma'hi? The ma'aseh was like this. Katlino Yanai Malkal Rabbonan, when Yanai HaMelech killed all of the Talmid HaKomim, Yehoshua ben Pracha and his Talmud Yeshu, they go to Alexandria Shom Mitzrayim. Katavi Shalma, when things cool down over there with Yanai, Sholach Le Shimon ben Shetach, Mine Yerushalayim, Rakodesh, Lechi Alexandria Shom Mitzrayim. So Shimon ben Shetach, who was then now was the brother-in-law, and Yanai had made up with them, and so on. So he sends a message from Yerushalayim, Rakodesh, to you, Alexandria. Mo Achoti Ba'alish Rarui B'tochech, my master, the God of Ador is in you. Vanofi Yoshevet Shomiman, Yerushalayim should sit now, bereft. Come, Atan. So he gets up and he's going back to Yerushalayim. Vitrami Le'ahu Shpiza, they come to a place on the road, he and Yeshu. And Avdullah Yikra Tuva, and they, she does fantastic, makes a beautiful siddur for them, very mechabit them. So he says, ah, Tama Yafa Achsanya, what a beautiful Achsanya. Look at this. Omar Lay, so Yeshu says to him, Revi, Einea Trutot, you don't notice her eyes aren't so perfect. I mean, her eyes are like a little bit, since they're Trutot, that they're watery, that they're narrowed, or they're angled. Obviously, he wasn't referring to her looks. He was referring to the beautiful way they treat her. Omar Lay, Rosha, Bekachatot, sake. That's what you think about. Orfik Arba Mea Shipure Vashamte. She takes out 400 shofarot and put the guy in the chair. Oh, to the Kame Kamazimni. He keeps coming back and he says, okay, Omar Lay, Kaplan, be Makabo me, Adu Chuva. He ignores it. Yuma Karavik Akorik Riyashma. So one day, Rav Yeshua ben Prokhor was in the middle of Kriyat Shema when Yeshu came in. Also the comment, Sovar Lekibule, and at that point he made up his mind he's going to be Mekabel him and be Mavato the Cherem against him. Achvile Biyade, so he made a sign with his hand. You know that Israeli sign. And that Israeli sign, Yeshu was convinced he was giving him the finger. So Usava Mikhayadakhla, he thought that he was pushing him away and that was it. So he decided, all right, that's it, I give up. Ozal Levein Natav Ishtachavalos, he puts up a cross, he bows down to it. That's how the whole thing started. Omar Lay, so then when Rav Yeshua ben Prokhor said to him, Hadar Becha, do teshuva. Omar Lay Kach Mekublani Nimcha, it's too late for me to do teshuva, Kol Achoti Umachtes Arabim, in Maspikim Biyadol Lasot teshuva. Yomar Mar, and we know that he was Matri, he was related to Sarabi, because it says that Yeshu was Tishay, Feisit, Leidiach, et Yisrael. Tanya Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer, Yeter, Tinok, V'isha, Teismol, Dolchav, Yamin, Mekarev. There's three things that if you push too hard, you will destroy your Yetzer Hara. Don't just completely try to throw out your Yetzer Hara, because in the end, you'll destroy yourself. A tinok, push a child away, you can push them to suicide. And an isha, teismol dochav yamin mekarevet. And a woman, these three are essentially da'atan kalot, and it's very easily turned aside. They get into a mood, and that's it. You've ruined it. And having ruined it, it's very difficult to reconstruct. So always make certain that when, no matter how vicious you are with your small, they should always know that the yamin is always available. They can come back, they can talk it over, you're open to recreating their mokum. Where it was inserted that this whole thing ended up becoming inverted when they took it out with the Sana Shima Yumit Zorain Petah Hashar, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gehazi Shlosh Banan. The three, the Arbanashim were Gehazi himself and the three children. That's it's referring to people as if we should know them, that's who they were.
So here we actually have to make a mistake, taking the physical spoil,
but
not
like
he ends up
deserving all the spoils. Wow, that's amazing. That's wonderful. He was the one that wanted the spoils, so to speak, and he ended up being Mizakik Lonisro and all of the spoils. Gehazi and his three children who end up saying that you should come out and take the spoils. He comes and finds everybody is dead. They go and they tell, so it's him who ends up being Mizakik. It's fascinating. That's beautiful. Turn around, Shlosha Cholaim Chala Elisha. There were three illnesses that Elisha was punished with. Echad Shigirad Dubim B'tinokot. One was because he got those bears to eat up those little kids. Ve'achad shedachapo legechazi b'shtei yadayim. One for having not offered Gehazi a way out, but telling him you're finished forever. Ve'achad shemeit bo. Shinema ve'elisha chala et chol yo asher yamut bo. So you see from here that this is something unusual, because the truth is he was the one that was mechadesh illness leading to death. Ad Abraham lo haya zikna. Until Abraham's time, there was no sign of old age. So kol dechazi la Abraham amar hayitzchak. Kol dechazi la Yitzchak amar hayavram. Boy, Abraham racha meit el adele zikna. Abraham is the first time that we find in the Torah the word zokin, shema Abraham zokin bavei yamin. Clearly, that is the place in which we find the mocker of zikna. And then we have Yaakov. Ad Yaakov lo avi chusha. Boy rachmi vavi chusha. Until Yaakov's time, there wasn't an illness leading to death at all. The first time that we find such an idea is where it says Vayomer Yosef Neabicha Chole. So, and then it's the Chole that he dies from. But we never found a Chole that somebody doesn't die from. So this was the Chusha. And that here is the first time. Had Elisha lo avinish cholish to mitzvah. We don't find anyone getting better from an illness. An illness was part of dying. The osa Elisha boy rachame the itmav shnema. The Elisha chalat choyasha yamut po. Mashma that the other illnesses he had been successful in being mechadesh ripayon. So the mela this is we find this to be its makor. It's like that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had come from the back of Zachola, all the way back by Avraham. All right, so now we have our torturous issues of Matzah Shabbos. Good Shabbos, Ellie.